Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, firing up your business also means you better take that business agility test.
I've been talking about business agility for years, and it's no longer an option. It's a must. The very worst approach a small business owner can take is to hope to get back to the old ways. Those are behind us, and we will only be moving forward. So let's take a look at three agile ideas business owners must get on board with immediately in this environment.
All right, what's number one?
Embrace the shifting technology. Mm-hmm. Office employees working from home, multi-time zone meetings performed technologically rather than in person, and online ordering are not new, yet so many businesses have resisted this tech. Now this tech is the norm. It's not cutting edge anymore. We've got to embrace it for the long term, and we need to look forward to what the new cutting edge technology is coming our way.
All right, number two.
Get back to behind the steering wheel. In good economies, executives and owners will get a bit complacent and allow businesses to be profitable while they're on autopilot. We are in an economic storm, and it's time to grab the steering wheel again and drive your business strong. This means longer hours, tough decisions, and effective planning will be needed that maybe you had kind of let slide in the last couple of years.
Okay, lastly?
Increase the speed of decision-making. Frequently, when in uncertain times, business owners will sit back and wait. Hmm. This is the worst decision that could be made. In fact, in turbulent times, decisions must be made faster and with greater conviction. Don't wait to see how the wind blows. Dictate the direction of your business and believe in yourself and your information. Risk is inherent in business. Don't let it hurt your decision-making in this economy.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.